W1RPG, W1RPG, WA1RHG listening. WA1RHG, correction, W1RPG, W1RPG, WA1RHG listening. WA1RHG, Whiskey Alpha 1, Romeo Tilgore, Camden, Connecticut, clear monitoring.
For TFW.
Good afternoon, this is Ron in Hamden, Connecticut, WA1RHG, Whiskey Alpha 1, Romeo Tail Golf, returning.
Down here in South Carolina.
Ah, very good. Doing very well. I'm here in Hamden, Connecticut, and this is a new repeater I'm going through via Echolink. One of my friends, local ham, who's moved out of state down to South Carolina, and he told me that this particular repeater comes in very, very strong. I did do a internet search for repeaters on the VHF side of the fence located in South Carolina. I think there was something like 70 or 80 of them. So there's quite a few repeaters in South Carolina. So I think my friend is still setting up his new home, and I think he's going to have to find time also to set up his radio room. So he's getting there slowly. So every so often I get onto this repeater, see if he's available through some mode here. Back to you.
Most popular repeater in the upstate. Do you know what part of South Carolina he's living in?
I do, but I forgot. I'll have to pull up QRZ.com here if I don't have it pulled up. Let me see here. Oh, boy. No, I don't have it pulled up. I'll have to look into it. Was there something special you were going to mention to me about the repeater that I'm on, or something that might be closer to his location once I find out his address?
I can go ahead and pull it up for you and find out what city he's in.
Yeah, I know I pulled it up. I have quite a few things going on right now. It's just taking a little break. I'm a Connecticut state analog digital security contractor, but I'm just trying to catch up on some programming and some security panels for next week. So got a lot of things on my screen here. But, yeah, I appreciate if you can look that up. But it's sorry about that. It's W1RPG. W1RPG is the call sign of my friend from Connecticut that moved to South Carolina. Back to you, sir.
Piedmont, and yeah, you are on the correct you're on the correct repeater for him. This reaches Piedmont very well. All right, I'm gonna back out of here. I'm in the middle of spraying baits, getting ready for bass season in spring, and I'll bid you a 73. Stay warm up there in Connecticut. I know it's cold. KG4LSNNL.
Okay, thanks for getting back to me, and hope to talk to you again in the very near future, and happy, healthy 2023 New Year to you and your family. WA1RHG, Ron, Hamden, Connecticut, will be clear. 73.
Now, I was mobile walking the dog out in the field. KS4TFW. I'm on the, got a phone call here, KG4LSO.
KGJKT mobile.
Back to the house.
To the house. Got a bit of a jump on my commute this afternoon. How are you doing?
Got the day off today, so that worked out well.
I took the day off on Friday. I had to take one of my dogs over to Asheville for an evaluation for a surgery she's got to have. So I just took the day off from work and went out there and came back and took the afternoon to just get some stuff done around the house and hang out with the XYL. Then I take her back over there on the 3rd for the actual surgery. So that'll be another day off. keep it up, Mendo.
Just turned 5.
She had surgery. She's 9 and a half, almost 10 years old, but she blew out a ligament in her knee, so she's got to have a surgery to fix it.
That how they were going to like twist it around or something.
The tibial plateau leveling osteotomy, the way that the vet put it to me was kind of like a cool analogy. It's like the femur sitting on top of the knee joint and like a wagon on a hill, and the ligament is the thing that keeps the wagon from rolling downhill. But when that ligament breaks, then the femur slides off the tibia. So what they do is they cut the top off the tibia and rotate it and put it back into a place so that the wagon's not on the hill anymore. So they don't need that ligament anymore. And she had one done on her right leg about 3 years ago, and it was fantastic. So this the second one will have her good to go, and she can go back to acting like a puppy.
I'm going to try to pronounce the name of that surgery. It sounded like a mouthful.
EPLO for short. See you tomorrow?
In the morning, how about you?
Desk at home day for me usually, so I don't have a whole lot of meetings, so I can actually sit down at my desk at home and focus on doing actual work.
A couple of good rainy days this week, and that you might want to pick one of those to drive in. Thursday, Friday?
Yeah, I'm getting weather app up here anyway, and I'll check it out.
It's a pain to drive, but it's a real pain when it's raining.
You're definitely working at home tomorrow, and I was kind of working at home Friday because I just like to work at home Fridays. I think I'll probably keep that because I really don't want to sweat myself into the office on Friday and then drive home Friday afternoon rush,
Hey, what's your location right now?
Here's milepost 3838.
Far down south. I wondered, it was just sometimes you were intermittent into the repeater, and that's about right.
And I'm getting in there already. Usually south of about 40 is when I, 45 is when I pretty much lose it. Because I used to be able to get it almost all the way down to the state line, but I think there's just something with my radio installation that's not quite as efficient.
Mine in the car is kind of acting the same way.
I'm having his issues as well.
I don't have any really dead spots or bad spots on the way to work, but now I got a few.
Money on the diesel, I drive my truck down here one day to see if it's still perfect, because the truck was always perfect. Always just fine, never a problem at all from the office all the way home.
Big difference.
A good antenna mount that's drilled a hole in the frame, and it's got a good ground connection to the roof, so I think that's probably making a significant difference.
Hey, do you talk on HF?
I don't currently have an HF radio set up at home.
10 meters was starting to open up a little bit this afternoon. I made 10-meter contacts into Oregon and all the way over to Italy.
10 meters the last time there was a sunspot peak, and I hope I don't miss out on it this summer.
Hoping when there's a contest.
I do have a buddy pole, and I could probably use that on 10 because, even at, 15 feet off the ground, that's still better than a quarter wave. So, I think I could probably put that.
A contest going because I made contact with several stations that the suffix all ended the same.
I don't know. I haven't really kept track of HF contests lately. I need to kind of get my radio set up before I can spend any time on it.
WRTC, a four-letter suffix.
Familiar to me. I don't know what that means.
And some kind of worldwide contest because they were in several different countries.
Calling me, that is the World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRTC. So I don't know, that could be it. But when they had one in July of 2022, so I, you know, these things are kind of annual sometimes, so I don't know that it would be happening now.
No, I made contact with three stations, and they all ended the same.
Good as mine.
Me and the puppet made it back to the house, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be safe out there and enjoy the rest of your ride, and I guess I'll catch you on Wednesday morning. KN4 TFW 7-3.
I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. This is W2JKT Mobile.